Go.
You are listening to WUVC-FM Blacksburg.
Virginia Tech's police force chief retires, highly anticipated Joker film receives critiques, and president wants to interview the supposed whistleblower in ongoing impeachment trial. All that plus sports and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. Standing in for Shanze Umurani, I'm Nick Kraft. The Virginia Tech Police Department's chief announces that he is stepping down from the position after 36 years of service. Chief Kevin Faust's post on social media announced that the retirement on Monday. Though Faust will no longer be part of the VTPD, he says he will stay at Virginia Tech as Vice President of Campus Safety and Security. Faust reports, quote, "I will have oversight of the VTPD, Environmental Health and Safety, and the Office of Emergency Management," unquote. The director of the new Joker film is responding to critique from survivors of the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting, saying he does not understand the reaction. These survivors wrote a letter stating concerns over the movie. According to ABC News, they fear that the movie could inspire those ready to pull a trigger to commit violent acts. Warner Bros. Responded to their concerns, saying, quote, "Neither the fictional character, Joker, nor the film is an endorsement of real-world violence of any kind. It is not the intention of the film, the filmmakers, or the studio to hold this character up as a hero," unquote. The latest news from Congress in the impeachment trials that President Donald Trump desires to interview the whistleblower involved. The, quote, "whistleblower," unquote, claims that President Trump has called upon Ukraine to solicit help in order to secure a 2020 election. The unknown whistleblower filed a complaint in late September alleging a call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine discussing actions of Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stating that the probe regarding Ukraine is bringing bully tactics to light against the president. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi declared the impeachment process last week. Now over to Brad with the weather.
Thanks, Nick. It's a really hot and humid day outside right now. Tonight, expect relatively warm conditions for this time of year. Lows will be in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with hot and humid conditions. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, expect clear and relatively warm conditions for this time of year again. Lows will be around 63 degrees. The heat wave continues on Thursday with sunny skies and high around 91 degrees. Thursday night, expect cooler conditions with lows around 60 degrees. A cold front enters the region on Friday. Expect sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The cold front really settles in the area on Friday night. Expect lows in the upper 40s. Saturday will be a beautiful classic fall day with highs in the upper 60s. For WUVT weather, I'm Brad Lampkin. Back over to you, Nick.
Thanks, Brad. For WUVT News, I'm Nick Kraft.
We'll be right back.
I want all Hokie fans to be a part of my team fighting irresponsible and illegal consumption of alcohol. Never drink to excess or drive drunk. Designate a driver or call a cab, but don't risk your life and the lives of others by acting irresponsibly. And if you're under 21, drinking alcohol is against the law. While traffic deaths involving alcohol have fallen dramatically in the last two decades, we can do better. Let's all do our part.
This message is brought to you by the Virginia and National Beer Wholesalers Associations.
Hi, we are Sean and Knight. This is WUBT 90.7 FM, Blacksburg, Virginia.
Hello, this is Andy Losey with Hokie Sports Update here on WUVIT FM. For men's soccer, the Virginia Tech men's soccer team hosts Gardner Webb Running Bulldogs tonight at Thompson Field at 7 to continue their perfect record in non-conference play. The Hokies, who collected their first point in the ACC standings on Friday against Boston College in a 2-2 draw, have a 5-0 record in matchups between out-of-conference opponents. If you can't make it to the matchup tonight, you can catch the action on the ACC Network Extra. For wrestling, Virginia Tech wrestling team announced its 2019-2020 schedule today and includes six home matches taking place in Castle Coliseum and Moss Arts Center. Highlights of the schedule include home opener on November 2nd against Missouri, the ACC home opener on January 25th against North Carolina, January 31st at Virginia, and February 8th against Duke at the Moss Arts Center. You can check out the schedule at Hokie Sports website. Virginia Tech's softball team kicked off the fall exhibition matchups last weekend at Tech Softball Park and are scheduled for a doubleheader this Friday. At 12:30 p.m., the doubleheader will kick off between Georgia Highlands, and Game 2 is scheduled to get underway at 4:30 p.m. as the Hokies take on Lewisburg College. Both these matchups are taking place at Tech Softball Park, so make sure to go out and watch the action. Virginia Tech women's volleyball started their ACC season over the weekend, dropping two matches to Virginia and Pittsburgh. Virginia Tech's team will head south for fall break and take on NC State on October 4th at 7 p.m. and the University of North Carolina on October 6th at 1 p.m. Both matches will be streamed live on the ACC Network Extra, so make sure to check out the action. Following Friday night's loss to Duke, the Hokies are still in search of their first ACC victory of the season. They will head to Miami this weekend to take on the Miami Hurricanes, in which both teams are still searching for that first victory in the ACC portion of their seasons. The game is scheduled to kick off at 3:30 p.m. and coverage will be on ESPN. Also in scheduling news, the Virginia Tech vs. Rhode Island game is now scheduled for 4 p.m. The game will be broadcasted on the ACC Network, so make sure to catch out all the Hokie football action in the next couple of weeks. The Virginia Tech women's soccer team is set to return to Thompson Field this weekend as the Hokies will play against their third straight top 10 nationally ranked opponent against number 10 nationally ranked Duke. The Hokies lost both games this weekend to number 1 ranked Virginia and number 9 ranked Clemson and look to get their season back on track Sunday at 2 p.m. If you can't make it out to the match, the game will be covered on the ACC Network. That's all here from Hokie Sports Today. From WVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, I'm Andy Losey.
Thank you for Ben Riley. Ben Riley on the drums. Ray Drummond on the bass. Ray Drummond. Yours truly, Kenny Barron on piano. We thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Huh? Yeah. Thank you. That concludes the second set. We have one more left, and we hope you can stick around to share the music with us and spend your money. And we will be back in a little while, so please stay with us. Thank you.
Would you like to hear your organization or business name on the radio? Then ask us about underwriting programs at WUVT. Underwriting is the best way to show thousands of your customers that you support independent, student-run radio, and they'll appreciate you for it. Call us at 540-231-9880 or stop by our business office at 350 Squire Student Center to find out how you can get on the air with WUVT.
Mm-hmm. Every year, millions of people rely on portable generators when they lose access to electricity. But some of them don't understand that a portable generator's carbon monoxide emissions can kill if their generators are used indoors. So we're here to clear the air. Always take your generator outside, away from windows and doors. When you take it outside, you distance yourself from the dangers of carbon monoxide. For more safety tips, visit TakeYourGeneratorOutside.com.
1940.
Black crows invaded our country.
said, black crows invaded our country many years ago. And he pointed right at me.
Smoking. further from the sky. Smoking.
WUVT 90.7 Blacksburg.
Thank you.
Thank you.